Earlier this year, an E. coli outbreak was linked to romaine lettuce grown in Yuma. The CDC says the pathogen affected more than 200 people across 36 states. And as the new growing season is getting underway, we wanted to check in to see how that outbreak is impacting what farmers are doing now. So we got a hold of John Boltz. He's co-owner of Desert Premium Farms in Yuma and first vice president of the Arizona Farm Bureau. And John, let's look back to last growing season when there was that E. coli outbreak. How big of a deal was it for you and your colleagues in that part of the state?
Well, it was very impactful. I tell people regularly when they ask what we do here in Yuma and growing fresh produce, we're growing a crop that we intend to be a healthy part of people's diets. And anytime there's a concern with it, it's alarming to us. And this was a very large outbreak and certainly a very tragic situation as it relates to all those that were ill or affected.
So I know that there are some new practices and procedures that have been put in place since then. What to you are the most important ones, or you think the ones that will be most impactful?
Well, we haven't had an extremely complete investigation. All of us are still waiting for the wrap-up on the FDA investigation, and they're the leads on that. But even before FDA really showed up on the ground here in Arizona, those of us in the industry were working together, working with scientists from Extension at the University of Arizona, and working with some of the best and brightest minds in food safety. And we were trying to figure out what was going on amongst ourselves, not having the benefit of all the information from CDC and that sort of thing. But we were working on all the aspects, top to bottom, front to back, trying to discern what had happened. And these pathogens, whether they be E. coli 0157H7 or a couple other variations of E. coli that are pathogenic, Salmonella, some of these others, we take them seriously. We stay on the cutting edge of the science, and we're trying to stay out in front of these things because they are out in the natural environment, and we have to do everything humanly possible to prevent them ending up in the food supply. As far as particular practices that we are implementing, folks are really doing it out of an abundance of caution, including distances from animal feeding operations, different things like that, changing how we handle some of the water on the farm and different things, but all of it is out of an abundance of caution. This particular outbreak is a little bit befuddling because of the way it happened, and if you look at the aspects of how it happened on the ground and what we can perceive happened, it's very difficult.
Well, you mentioned the FDA investigation, and a few state lawmakers have written to the FDA asking them to release the report and finish it if they've not finished it yet. I'm wondering, as you are getting into the growing season now, how concerning is it to you that you don't really know all the details of what caused the outbreak last growing season and maybe specific things you might be able to do to prevent it from happening again?
Well, I've seen Representative Dunn's letter, as well as Representative Cook, and I appreciate their interest in the matter. You know, our industry has been working closely with FDA, and they've been working with us, and they've shared, you know, some of the inside baseball information. We've tried to work on as many aspects as there are, but you know, you can fit enough E. coli 0157H7 on the tip of a straight pin to make over 100 people ill, and somehow that got spread across in a extremely minute quantities across several fields. And I've seen a lot of discussions about it, and we've had a lot of discussions with FDA, but we're continuing to work through the process. We're not even sure after the report is out that we'll have anything very conclusive, but nonetheless, our industry prides itself in doing everything humanly possible, using the best science to prevent these things from happening, and we move forward with these new protocols and regulations, trying to make sure that we're doing our level best.
With all that said, though, would that job be easier if you had the FDA investigation in front of you to be able to use?
I think to some degree. The reason I'm a little bit apprehensive about that is not to take anything away from FDA. I mentioned the microscopic nature of these pathogens and our desire to do everything humanly possible, and I believe we're doing that. Having that report, I think, will be important because any information you can gather in these things is important. But I think a thing to remember is that we're on the edge of science where some of science is developed where we can figure out exactly what happened with folks that became ill. But what we've been focused on is the science of how to prevent that. This pathogen's in the natural environment. We can detect it. We can analyze it in a laboratory, and we can say what it is and give it a name, and that particular strain even. The problem is that where it's at in the natural environment, working to try to figure out all the different places and working to prevent it. And there's been a lot of mis and mixed information with regards to that, but there is science behind it, and I do think the best minds are working on it.
When you look ahead to this growing season and the upcoming harvest, how much do you think you have to do in terms of sort of marketing and public perception, given what happened last year, to convince people and maybe make them comfortable again that the food that they would eat coming from that part of the world is safe?
Well, I think it's important to talk, and I encourage the folks at FDA to talk about that aspect that we just spoke about the these are pathogens that are out in the natural environment. This wasn't a negligence situation. That's the message that I'm interested in. I think the rest of the growers are interested in sharing with folks. We don't live in a perfect world in the United States. We are very blessed to enjoy the safest and most abundant food supply the world has ever seen. And so that's what we're committed to day in, day out.
That's John Boltz. He is the first vice president of the Arizona Farm Bureau and co-owner of Desert Premium Farms in Yuma. John, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.